DMV, the stress reliever is here. With Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Welcome to Wilborn's World with George Wilborn on 96.3 WHUR.
Wilborn's World.
Hey, George. You sound so pretty.
Yeah, your singing is getting better there, Mark. Thank you. Welcome to Wilborn's World. I'm the stress reliever, George Wilborn. Mark, Allison, as you both know, a lot of people have been in the news. Couples have been in the news. T.I. and some of these people with these blogs and these shows. They're talking about a lot of these relationships that I believe are about mistrust. I think that's what's going on. I think these couples are not trusting each other. Now, here's a few things to let you know if your mate may not trust you.
Okay.
All right. Let's start with some of the basic signs, okay? You know, checking your pockets and checking your phone, hiding in bushes. You know,
what's wrong
checking,
with that?
Checking the odometer on your car. You know, if they put their face on the hood of your car just to see how hot it is, you know that they just may not trust you. All right. Some less subtle signs are if they're using recording devices or secret surveillance video equipment. You know, tracking monitors stuck on your clothes or on your vehicle. Check under your left bumper, Mark. Hidden cameras disguised as jewelry sometimes is now very, very popular. And here, of course, is some blatant signs if your mate is not trusting you. It's when they have convinced what would be otherwise be considered a normally regular person to assist them in trailing, following, surveilling.
That's a good friend, George.
Stowawaying. Or hiding up under a porch or in bushes.
That's a good friendship.
That is a good friendship, huh, Allison? Well, that is also called a stalker.
Okay.
And a stalker aider. Now, I don't know how you see it, but that's how I see it in Wilborn's world.
You being a player hater, George.
No, you tell your friends you can't go next time, Allison.
Okay.